So, Ryan, how are Essex going to stay up in Division 1 this year? Simple question.
Look, that's not actually a question we're considering. I think it's very dangerous to make that the goal, to stay up. Obviously, with two teams going down, it doesn't leave much margin for error. So, at the moment, we're staying away from numbers and positions. We want to set goals, you know, like making our presence felt, being very aggressive, competing all the time, things like that. We're very confident with our preparation and the squad we've assembled, apart from depth a little bit, but certainly the guys we have, we feel we can compete. And at the moment, not looking beyond the three-game block, the home game, starting on Friday, and the two away games, it's just one day could drop out. So for now, you know, just to start really well and make our presence felt is all we're looking at.
It's obviously second year of captaincy for you. What have you learned from that first season? Obviously, things went very well. And what are you? How are you planning to lead this time around?
Yeah, I think being club captain is mainly about, you know, the tempo and the mood of the club, and that's kind of what I focused on last year and what we're working on this year. You know, tactically and the decisions you make. You know, it's real time for the captain and for everyone else. It's opinions and sort of commentary. So I'm not too worried about that. Generally going with my gut and being open to listening to other guys. But like you said, you know, when last year was easy and there probably weren't too many lessons to learn. And the test will come when we get tested as a team and when things get tough. So, you know, keep my ears open and speaking to the guys who've done it before, and learning on the job still very new.
You've experienced Division 1 before, quite a few of the side, I guess, but it was a while ago. Do you have any memories of that season? I think you were a little bit unlucky to go down, but and Essex have not survived in Division 1 before, but you know, what lessons can you take from that and in order to try and stay up this time, although you're not looking that far ahead?
Yeah, look, I think the mindset was very different back then. We've certainly grown as a four-day team. I guess one of the things back then was, you know, the daunting proposition of stepping up. And if anything, the division's become a bit tougher. But I think what we can learn from that is not being overawed by it, but getting that balance right. You know, we need to step up. We need to be better than we were last year. But at the same time, not focus too much on how different and.
And any thoughts on the keeper position? Is Adam going to keep? Is Fozzie going to let anyone take the gloves off him? Is this a work in progress?
We're still thinking about it. Obviously, Foz, absolute quality player and quality bloke. He wouldn't have been left out of the Essex side for 18 years, however long he's been at the club. But we just want to pick, you know, what we think is going to be the strongest team to win games. And I'd say Adam's slightly stronger on the batting department, but that's something we're going to have to manage. Obviously, we've got one more training session tomorrow, and we'll announce the team tomorrow.
What a test, though, up first in Lancashire. What an introduction to first division cricket again.
Yeah, I mean, it might seem that on the surface, but if you look at all the teams, there's going to be tough challenges in every single game. It's obviously nice to be at home for that first game, and you know, having Jimmy is going to be a tough test. There's no doubt about it. But we feel they've got a chink in the armour with their batting, so we're going to have to try exploit that, and just looking forward to four hard days of cricket.
And it must be strange coming into a pre-season with Graham Napier and Dave Masters not in the dressing room, really.
Yeah, Napes popped in yesterday, had some lunch with us and had him around. It's pretty amazing how quickly you move on, and obviously you need to focus on the guys you have around. But, you know, those two, obviously quality performers for the club, and there's no point skirting the issue of you know, the need to fill the quantity of work they did last year. But also no point in dwelling on it. You know, it's time to move on and get guys to step up into
and
those roles.
We've got a bit of day-night county championship cricket this year. Have you been practising with the pink ball?
Mate, that's not even on my radar yet. I've got bigger things to worry about now. Look, we're excited about that. I think it's in June sometime. So, I mean, haven't even considered it. I don't think anyone would have at this stage. Many hurdles to get over before we get there. So that's something we'll look at after the one-day block of cricket.
And I guess you'd probably take a similar view to the T20 franchise, city-based stuff. That's down the line. What's your personal thought?
Yeah, I mean, I understand Essex's position, and you know, county cricket's a unique beast. And if you look at every other domestic competition around the world, it's gone flat. No one watches it, and I think it's very important to protect what we have here. You know, getting 1,000, 1,500 people down to watch four-day cricket is so nice. So I think if we can find a way of protecting that and looking after great places like Chelmsford, you know, all the smaller counties, and still allowing that growth, which I think will be great. I think that's the first prize. But obviously Essex's stance is, you know, we want to protect what we've got here, and in particular county cricket.
I mean, you've played IPL and you've played T20 franchise tournaments around the world. I mean, they're very popular.
They are. It's a great experience. It's a great product. You know, you see people coming in and having a great time. And at the end of the day, that's what we're about, you know, professional sport. Getting people through the doors, and there is space for it in England. You know, if you could replicate that, you'd be an absolute fool not to try have a crack at that. But like I say, at the same time, we want to protect what we already have.